The Mishnah says, Kor HaKodeshim, any korban, Shekodam Mum Kavua Lehegdeshem, that before you went to be Makdish, this behemoth, it had a Mum Kavua, so this behemoth was never fit to be brought for korban. So at all, it was Chal, was just a Kedushas Domim on it. Since it had a Mum first, now you Makdish it, it's only Chal Kedushas Domim that you're supposed to sell this animal with the money you buy a korban. If so, v'niftu, and then you are poided, then you redeem this animal. So loch is, it's mamish like a regular behemoth chulin now that you redeemed it. And therefore, for chayavim v'b'chor, if it gives birth to a b'chor, it has kedushas b'chor on it. Yerashi said, lachar pidyonim im yolduv, after you poided, it gives birth, there's a mitzvah b'chor on it. Over matanas, so what did now in nishechtet? You have to give this roya lechiyah mekeva like a regular behemoth chulin to a kain. V'yotzen lechulin, and after you pray to it, it's mamish. It goes out to be like a regular behemoth chulin. Ligozet, you'll have to shear off the wool of it. For leva, you'll have to work with it also. For lodon v'cholvot muta, the kids that it has and the milk that comes out of it is all muta. That's only because at the beginning was never chal kedushas aguf on the behemah. There was a mum kavua first, and all these things happened liyachar pidyon after you paid to them. Before you paid to it, it has a kedushas dam on the behemah. Mashenka, once you paid to it, it's yotzel chulin completely. The ashechtan bachutz potter. If somebody shechtes Spain even before pidyonin outside the Beis Hamikdash, so you potter, you're not chayif for shchut echutz. Because since this behemah was never fit to be brought for korban inside, there's no issa aveira shchut echutz outside. V'yoneisin tmura, and this behemah does not make a tmura since the behemah never had a kedushas aguf. V'yemesu, let's say this behemah died before you were poyder it. Again, you are makdish of the behemah's balmum. So even before you poyder it, if it died, the locha is yiftu. You have a right still to be poyder it, even though it's dead. And even though the opinion will only be that now you give it to Hegdish, even if you pay to it, like the money goes to Hegdish, for the behemoth you only give it to your Kolovim, still that's mutter. It could be paid to Kedushas Domim, even though you're only going to give it to Kolovim. Chutz min abchor, excluding a bechor, a behemoth bechor, or min amaisa, a behemoth that's a bechor, even though it's a balmum, it has Kedusha on it. And what did a maisa behemoth? And the pasuk says, "Lo yivake ben toiv l'ra, the mashma ben tam ben balmum kodesh." If the tenth one, the goat tachar hashem, it happens to be a balmum, lechor has kedusha, has kedusha a guf on it. Sure, you can't makrav it, but you have to wait till or if it hasn't already, you could be paid to it. That kolponim here was already chal, kedusha a guf on it. Now after you paid to it, it's called like a regular tsumi amudashim, but they have different halachas. We'll see later. Now, what's going to be v'chol shekodem hekdeshin es mumon? Let's say no, first you were makdash the animal, a kedushas aguf, it was fit to be for korban, and later a mum came upon this behemah, or else a mum over hekdeshin, or else before you were makdash it had a mum, but it had a mum that's going to go away. So therefore, when you makdash it right now, the kedushas aguf is chal completely. Uliyachem mikan, later after the hekdesh was chal, no the mum kavua, now a mum kavua became. In the animal, exactly what's called the mum that passed the animal for a krova, that we'll have later on in the Masechta. What's going to be later when the balmum comes upon this animal, and the niftu you redeem it, you give the value of the money of the hegdish, and the behemah that goes out l'chulin, but here there's special halachas. Here the halacha is pturim min abechora. Even after you pay to this behemah, if it gives birth now, there's no kedushas bechora on the kid. Or min amatanis, when you shech the psulu yamidashim, you don't have to give the matanis of the kain. V'yen yotzen l'chulin ligozes v'levod. You're not allowed to shear off the wool of this behemah, even after you pay to it. V'levod, you're not allowed to work with it. V'lodon v'chol v'nosa. The vla, the kids that it has, or the milk that comes out of the silasa, we'll see in the Gemara, that psulu yamidashim means once there was chalik dushas a guf on the behemah. And then even though a regular balmum came upon it that you could be paid to it, but the Torah only gives you a right to heat it, not to do business with it, or simply not to work with it. And as the blood and the chovon still remains also. Liyachet pidyonin, even after you pray to them, still these things remain also. What's going to be the ashechta b'chutz chayif? If you shech the psulam adoshim outside the Beis Hamikdash, tati chayif? And Rashi says, this talk is about kodesh pidyonim, chayif koros. I lechur it's a balmum, it's not fit to be brought inside. So Rashi says, the Gemara says, it goes according to Rabbi Kiva, and so about a bedukin shabayin, where a slit in the eye. So Rabbi Kiva shitu is a molu leyerdu, b'diyevu, it goes on the mezbech, it has kedusha to it, therefore it doesn't have kedusha to it, therefore it's called roel lepnim, therefore if you shech the pachutz, you be chayiv misa for this. The yosin tamura, now the psura medoshim, you could make tamura with it, before you poder it, it makes tamura. If you take another bein and say zu tak zu, it has kedusha on it. The yemesu yikovu, if they die, they love before you poder them, you can't be poder the psura medoshim now. So lachur is yikovu, it says be niftim the boy hamadav arach. We'll see in the Gemara. It has to be that could be standing alive. You can make hamadav arach. Here there's no hamadav arach, therefore you can't be poder it. If a behemoth, a carbon, even if it became a balmum, if it died before you poder it, that's it. You have to bury it. You can't be poder it after its mace. Now the Gemara says, Tai Dr. Resha, Tai Mada Niftu, Rasha Resha Koi, Holo Niftu, Mashma, if you did, we're not poder it. Again, we had this behemoth that had a mum kavur on it, and you were makdish it. So the kedusha is not chal on the goof of the behemoth, it's a balmum. It's only chal, kedusha's damim, that you have to sell them with the money you bring in carbon. So it's mashma, before you poder that, it's part of min abachayra. The Mishnah only says, after you poder it, then it's chayiv abachayra. Mashma, though, holo niftu, is pturim min abachayra. Or min amatanis, so then it's also part of matanis lakayin. What's the reason why? So Rashi says, the Gemara says, kesavar, our tan holds, that kedusha's damim, madcha min abachayra min amatanis, yes. Just the fact that the behemoth has the kedushas damim on it, it's only the money of it is kaddish, that's not the patur min abchayra. Rashi says kedushas aguf, and Rashi explains why. First, the kamon mikroi, a kedushas aguf is patur min abchayra from the pasuk. The patur min abchayra matanis. So Rashi says when that pasuk din the same for applies to kedushas damim also. Tosef love a different Tosef. There's a kunch kedushas damim to min abchayra kedushas aguf. First, the kamon. This is because the pusher, the yosef, and patrino of Sulam Doshim, afor pisha niftu, there it's even though you're paid to it. From a post of Tzvi Bayel, here it's only koidu pin aracha pidyun. The place is where the lahainu taimer, the yudushas domim, which in the Siddh Postik says, Gavi Bechor, be Yisroel, over Matanus Ksiv, in the Eis Rom. So then it will be Yisroel, and now if it has Kedusha, then it's like the Kedusha on the Hegdish stick of the Heimer, there's no din Bechor. Now the Gemara says, the Yotzim Chulin, it goes out when you pay the dish, it goes out the Chulin. So the Gemara says, time of the Niftu, again, the Gemara says, you pay the, this Bein is Balmum. Hola Niftu, Mashmur, if you are not pay the this Bein that has a Kedushas Dhamim on it, it is Asir of the Gizav Yavayda. You'd be also to shear off the wool and to work with it, since it has a Kedushas Dhamim on it. So the Gemara says, so, Misal El Rebbe Lezer, to write to Rebbe Lezer, to Yom that he holds, Kodshay Bedeka Bayis, Asur Megizah V'Avoidom. We have a korban that has kedushas the bedik abayis. Rashi says V'Hochi V'Hani. It's also kachay bedik abayis dami. Tehaim Atzum Le'Hukdashum Mitchilu Alodimayim. Because these beimus were only kodesh lechatchila for the value of the money and give the money to the hegdish. So the Kutzvayet Reblezer holds a beima that has kedushas bedik abayis on it. It's also us the Megizah V'Avoidom. Samar says, no, Amri Atal Yiloi, Kedushas Domin Lemizbeach, Hu de Michlechvo, Kedushas Aguf Lemizbeach, is Gozo Be Rabbonin. Our Kodshas Bedek Abayis Loi, could be here now, Mishnah is different. Here, when you are first Makdish this Balmum, the Pshat is you are Makdish it Amanath, that you're going to sell it, and with the money you bring a carbon. The first with the money is supposed to bring a carbon, therefore there's a Gzeira to say right now in this Bain also, that it looks like a korban, it should be also the gizav avoida. There could be a behemoth that has no shaykh to bring for korban. But you only makdish just the bedik abayis. Could be there we don't make any gzeiros, so it could be there smutted to use the gizav avoida. Rashi says, "Loi tisayn nastis and dushes dem lemezbeachu, tukta shul l'shem kach." Hadam crave the mizbeach. First, the mudi yosu gizav avoida mishul the mitzvah. The mudi yosu gizav mizbeach. Yeah. So the Gemara says that Kofon was no proof to Reb Lezer. It's not a kashan Reb Lezer. Kofon, you wouldn't have any proof. Could be behemoth that's only hooked to shul just for the bedek abayis.
that not that you're supposed to sell it and use the money to bring a korban, just to use for the Beit HaKavayis to fix up the Beis HaMikdash, maybe that the Hegdash is allowed to make a use of Yavoida. Maybe Hegdash could work with it. Maybe Hegdash could shear off the wool and use the wool. So if of an Al Mishnah wouldn't be a clear proof to Rabbi Eliezer. Could be it's a special din here for these behemoths that since they even lost a Balmum, but since you're supposed to sell it and use the money for a korban, has a lot of a korban maybe right now. But then the Mishnah says, V'lodim v'chol b'muta, that if it gives birth, and the milk of it, it's muta to use after you pay the, this payma that had a mum first before you makdish it. Hechidam, what's the case talking about? Hechidami. You learn if you want to tell me the Iyabur, it became pregnant. V'yisil only gave birth li'achet p'djoni after you pay this balas mum. But the mat shita, chulunenu, it's a regular payma, chulun, shiti let it use the vlad. What's the chidish? Ella must be the abolus made pidyon, and now became pregnant before you were paid to it, when it still had a kedushas damim on it. The yisyolud liyachet pidyon, they gave birth after you were paid to it. So that's the case. The Mishnah says that since you were paid to it first, now when it gives birth, you'll have to have enough from it. It's yours completely. So then the deal would be, holifnei pidyon in asiri, mashma, they gave birth before you were paid to it, then the mice would be also asiri. So the question is, you know, that has Kedusha on the Vlad itself, the Vlad of a Kedusha's Damim, has Kedusha on it. Now the question is, Niftin Tamimim, or Yeh Niftin Tamimim, this Vlad,